Today's prayer focus, as we continue to pray for our cities and that their God's plan for them, is the city's spiritual climate. Lots of letters to the churches of different cities in the book of Revelation. Ever taken a temperature check on the spiritual climate of your city? Is it hot? Cold? Or is it lukewarm? What is idolized? What places worship other gods? What festivals take place that glorify things that are unholy? Is it easy to share the gospel, or does it seem like there's a wall between the majority of people? God spoke to the church in Sardis and regarding its spiritual temperature and said, "I know all the things you do and that you have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Wake up. Strengthen what little remains, for even what is left is almost dead. I find your actions don't meet the requirements of my God. Go back to what you heard and believed at first. Hold to it firmly. Repent and turn to me again. If you don't wake up, I will come to you suddenly, as unexpected as a thief." So, Father, we thank you that you offer us what to do if the temperature in our city is not hot. We pray that the cities that we are in will strengthen what remains. Father, that the areas that our city is strong, perhaps its name or motto or its openness to prayer in public settings, that the churches are trying to reach their community with the gospel, that organizations are making an impact and are having lives changed, and people are getting discipled and wanting to share their faith. People are being transformed by the mighty work of God. People are not hiding their light. For those that are doing that, Father, we pray they would continue to strengthen that. And Father, you said next to do what we did at first. Father, we pray that the people in our community will share Jesus with everyone like they did, that they were so excited about what you did in their life, that they would attend church regularly for the fellowship, for the accountability, in order to grow, that they would invite others to go, and that they would pray fervently. They would testify of your goodness and what you did in their lives, that they would wake up. And Father, we pray that people will repent and turn to you, that they would identify areas that have become apathetic, complacent, or stagnant, that they would confess it before you, Lord, and ask. And we ask you to baptize the people in our community with fire that will bring about the fanning of the flames in our lives. We pray that though sin is rampant everywhere, like Matthew said in 24:12, may our love for you, God, not grow cold, nor those in the city. We ask you, God, to help us love you and others as we did at first, in the powerful name of Jesus.